133882 is our talkback number, and it is nice to have this young man on the radio. Fremantle Docker Jordan Clark joins us. Welcome, Geordie. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
You've been playing some ripping footy individually and as a team, and you've been getting the job done against some very well-credentialed football teams. You're coming up against another one as you kick back into the action in round 15. What's the feeling been like, and say the conversations that you've had during your break?
Yeah, no, the break was good. Bit of a refresher to attack the back half of the year. And, yeah, as you just touched on, we've got a pretty good side coming up against us on Saturday in Carlton. We've already played them this year, and it'd be nice to try and reenact the first game and get the 4 points.
You mentioned the break. How important was it to get a bit of a breather for certain players? I'm assuming no one went to Bali, thank goodness, and you stayed close to home and out of harm's way. But what do you think, in terms of the group, the benefits you've got from having just a weekend or a few days just to exhale, catch your breath and go again?
Yeah, obviously the life of footy can be pretty anxious and daunting sometimes, and also with your performances obviously made very public. And yeah, some boys just enjoy having that weekend off and being able to relax and not have any footy for 4 or 5 days, and able to get away with their mates or get away with their girlfriend or see their family and unwind a bit. So yeah, each player attacks the break a bit differently, but for me, no, it was a really good 4 or 5 days. Got to see a few friends and hang out with family, and yeah, really let the mind just relax and let footy go for a few days.
Do you see a real opportunity? It's hard not to look at the ladder and see where you are and the other teams that have started the season really well and think, well, there's an opportunity in the back half of the season if we can stay injury-free and continue in the same type of form we've shown through the first half.
Yeah, obviously, we haven't looked too much into anything in the back half of this season. All we've really focused on this week is Carlton and what we got to do to try and beat them, and their strengths. And yeah, we're just focusing on how we can best combat them. And like I said before, bank another 4 points. And that's probably been our mindset all year, is just focusing week to week on what we need to do. And yeah, not letting our minds wander too far from the week ahead. And I know that's not what everyone likes to hear, because it is pretty cliche and it's pretty boring, but that's the way we've been going at the moment.
What's David Mundy like at training, mate? Because you haven't been there for that long. He's going to join the top 10 VFL-AFL games played this round, mate. His 366th match. He'll draw level with Bernie Quinlan.
Yeah, obviously, Dave's, he's a ripping leader around the club, and really good older player to have on your side. He helps the young boys. He helps the young mids really develop on their crafts and all that sort of thing. And yeah, his experience is obviously like really valuable. You can delve into it and get his thoughts on a lot of things. So yeah, like you said, I haven't known Dave for a long time, but the experiences I've had with him around the club and the interactions, he's you wouldn't pick that he's as old as he is and has played as many games as he is, because he's still so young and lively and brings a lot of energy to our group.
Sammy Switkowski goes out, of course, so sadly with that back injury, and you've got Matty Tabner on the edge. Your coach didn't reveal which way it was going to go yesterday, neither he should, but do you reckon he's in the mix? How's he been training?
Tabs, that is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he trained today, and he trained very well. Obviously, I'm not a part of those conversations, so I wouldn't have a clue how close he is or how far away he is. But, it'd be nice to have Tabs. He's obviously kicked a lot of goals for us this year, and he's a valuable player to us. So, I'm not too sure. But either way, I'm sure it's going to be, the decision will be made for his best interest.
And you look at that Peel performance last week with Weston kicking 4 and Henry 2, Erasmus 12 tackles and plenty of touches. You've got some backups if required through the course of this season. Depth is important, and you guys have it at the moment.
Yeah, that's probably the good thing that we've got on our side at the moment, and good sides have that problem, is good players are missing out week to week. And The good thing it's been is a lot of young players down at Peel have been putting their hands up and playing really good footy. So, there's at least maybe not, probably if not every single bloke banging the door down to try and get an opportunity because everyone wants to get an opportunity to be in the ones. And, why not when the boys have been going as well as we have been.
And Nat Fyfe, one game back, a bit of a rest. What are you expecting this week? Obviously, play his role, the same old stuff, but he just looks like he's going to build towards hopefully something pretty special in the next few weeks.
Yeah, no, it's certainly good to have Nat back. I'm looking forward to playing a few more games with him along the way. And, we don't expect too much of Nat. Obviously, he sat out of footy for a long time and it takes a while to get back into it and back to your best. But, no, he's going to be a really good player for us the back half of this year and I can't wait to see him at his best and bringing his strengths to the table.
Thanks, Clarkie. Nice to chat.
Thank you.
Jordan Clark here on Sports Day. Nice to have a yak to him. Thanks to Kia, introducing the Kia EV6, unanimously judged the wheels car of the year. It's leading the charge. And the Toolkit Depot, where you can earn depot dollars when you shop with the epic range of Toolkit Depot. And you can do that Friday to Sunday. We need to clear a commitment. On the other side, we'll come back and we will tell you what's coming up after 7 o'clock. We'll be playing Beat the Boys too, so we'll give you the caller number next.